Another random topic video for y'all, my simp story. So a simp is pretty much somebody who allows women to get away with things that he would never allow a man to get away with. And not even just a woman, but maybe a woman that he's interested in or a woman that he's already with. But then maybe so a woman he's not attracted to or something like that. He ain't letting that shit go down either. You know, but generally just women in general. You know, this is before I start not giving a fuck about what these bitches was talking about. You know what I'm saying? This is before I had some actual self-respect for myself. But, you know, let's get it started. It started one night when a friend of mine, you know, he had some girls he was talking to from Providence College. You know, we was up at URI chilling. So, you know, she was up there with her friend. I'm up there with my boy. So he invited me, you know, basically to be the wingman. And so my job was to basically to distract the friend. So if all goes well, I could have a good night too. So I'm thinking, cool, you know what I'm saying? I got that. So we get there and, you know, he starts doing his thing, you know, handling his part of the bargain. I was still in my infancy. You know, I was never really that good with girls, or women, whatever. So I'm basically failing as a wingman. This chick is just not interested in me from jump. Like, soon as we walk in there, soon as the first conversation sparked off. I mean, you know, she's responding, she's talking, but you could just tell she ain't feeling me at all. And, you know, the dorm we picked him up at, it's just going nowhere. And, you know, as we get back to my boy's dorm, eventually his room, it's just getting nowhere. And then him and Shorty, girl he was talking to, she wanted to get it popping. Her friend is just basically just fucking up the whole time. Like, she ain't even, like, not even like, yo, let me just, she basically was the wing woman. In a sense, like, she supposed to keep me distracted. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't even playing that role. She just on some, I don't want to be here. This ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? And so we get back to their room, and me, I'm ready to go. I'm like, yeah, this shit ain't going nowhere. You know, my boy's roommate wasn't there, so she gets on his bed, starts laying down, trying to, you know what I'm saying? But the other two, they trying to get it popping. You know, me, I lived in the same dorm, so I'm just trying. I'm like, yeah, I'm finna get up out of here. So my boy, he's like, yo, take her back to your spot. And homegirls, I'm looking at like nigga, do you see how she's been responding this whole time? It's going nowhere. And so I'm getting up ready to leave. And then her basically what happened was her homegirl basically convinced her to leave. She basically was like, yo, do this for me. Like, you supposed to be my girl. Hold me down. Like, I know you, whatever your situation is, you know, you may not. I want to be here, but be a friend, and I'm trying to get shit popping with this dude right now. You know what I'm saying? So just go with his boy back to his dorm or whatever. I'm not asking you to do nothing, but just give me and him, you know, me and my dude, the space to where we could do what we could do. So she convinces us. So I'm walking. So then my boy's like, yo, handle that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so anyway, we headed back to my dorm room. Funny thing, my roommate is there, unfortunately. It was nice where he wasn't there, so I was kind of hoping he wasn't going to be there. And this girl just got an attitude from jump, so she's mad that her friend is making her go and be with this strange man and spend a night in his dorm room, or my dorm room. And her attitude is just crazy. And me, I say I was simping in this situation because, you know, she was a pretty woman. And even though she had such an attitude problem, I know I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just a wingman. I just show up because... really for my boy. I didn't know none of them girls. She just got the attitude the whole time. She giving me the attitude. We get back to the room. Her attitude is just on crazy. I really should have just cursed her ass out, told her ass to go wait out in the hallway and in front of my boy's dorm room until her and my boy was done. But I mean, I was just a simp, man. You know what I'm saying? I was just raised. I would have did anything for a pretty woman. Like, it's no way in hell I would allow the ugly chick to behave this way and still been nice to her, still been, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, we ended up getting in bed, you know, nothing going down clearly. Cause I mean, the whole night just, it was no indication of nothing. This girl just had an attitude problem. And so we getting in bed, this bitch is like, oh, this bitch is in my bed, in my dorm room. I could have had this bitch sleeping in the hallway. She's not even happy because of that. Like, she just, you know, I mean, if you had that much of a problem with it, she could have just stayed up and waited till her friend finally called her. You know, sat down in the chair, sat down on the floor, you know, but she would rather just complain and bitch and just, I'm just allowing all this shit to happen because I'm just like, I'm like trying to feel bad for this bitch and trying to understand, like, damn, you know, I can understand how it is being in a strange guy's room. You don't know this guy from nowhere. You just waiting on your homegirl to do what she was gonna do. And this bitch is in my bed, like, don't touch me. I'm like, bitch, ain't nobody touching you. Like, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, this is a college dorm room bed. You know, this is like a twin bed, my nigga. Like, that's damn near impossible. And the funny thing about it is, my boy And the girl he was with, her friend, they didn't even end up doing nothing. This motherfucker ended up coming back and hanging out in my room. And he left. He left his girl in his room by herself because he found out that she was a virgin and he didn't want to take her virginity. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't want to. The last girl whose virginity he took, which was his baby mom's, she turned into a crazy bitch. So he was scared of taking any type of girl's virginity. So this motherfucker, his bitch ass comes to hang out in my room. I'm like, first of all, I'm taking this L because of you right now, and you don't even get no fucking pussy. You come back and hang out with us and start leaving her alone in my dorm room. So I'm like, I'm sitting there taking this L in front of my roommate. He's watching all this. He's seeing all this. He's just like, he probably laughing to himself, like, ah. Man, how this nigga going out like that, man? This nigga sitting there letting this girl just disrespect him like that, not saying nothing, just taking it, like, pause. This shit was just crazy, dog. Like, and we actually ended up, you know, once my friend came to the room, having a conversation, you know. So at this point, I'm thinking, all right, well, since him and her girl ain't doing nothing, maybe she'll go back to the room with her friend. And that never happened either. I guess she, once she got down there, she was just like, I ain't going nowhere. So she just sat back down and we talked for a couple hours, you know, all of us in the room, all four of us. She finally adjusted her attitude a little bit. Actually, I got like her Facebook or some shit like that. But anyway, I go to sleep, wake up. She had gotten up and bounced already. I'm surprised I didn't even wake up. In this twin bed, she gets up and is able to climb over me and I don't hear anything. Shit was crazy. Didn't say bye. Didn't say thank you. I mean, just completely just disrespectful. The worst part about it is even after this night where she's just completely unappreciative and you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still trying to holler at this chick on Facebook. Still didn't go nowhere. She responded at first, but then eventually she just still acting like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And my dumb ass, I'm still simping, trying to hopefully maybe it could still go down. Like, I'm almost like a scientist. Like, I'm gonna conduct enough experiments just to make sure that I get the proper results. You know, I want to make sure it's not a false negative or a false positive. That's the kind of mentality I had in college. So I get turned down and then. Let me just try one more time. Make sure that this is the right result. And shit just kept happening over and over. And eventually, I'm like, man, fuck this bitch. You know, I eventually deleted her. And I mean, that was just pure simping at its finest. You know, when you just allow a woman to treat you in a way that you would never allow anyone else to treat you, simply based on the fact that you trying to get with her. You know, you want to fuck or whatever the case may be. Don't get caught simping out here. Don't let these chicks play you. Cause they cute, they got a fat ass, they whatever the case may be, man. And now currently, you know, being 28 years old, learning a lot from the different situations I've been through in my life, I would never allow any chick or anybody for that matter to disrespect me or to take advantage of me. You know what I'm saying? To not treat me the way I need to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta be your number one. What's the word here? You gotta be your number one fan. You gotta love yourself enough to know that you want to be treated a certain way. You know, when you love yourself, you would never allow people to treat you a certain way. Basically, what I'm saying is I didn't love myself enough back in them days to stop people from treating me any less than I wanted to be treated. Anyway, lesson learned. I can't take my simpness back, but it is what it is, man. I still can't believe my friend didn't fuck her friend, man. Like, you know, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, and I'm sure, you know, back in them days, I'm sure my roommate, you know, because we had a lot of all the same friends, you know, we just one of them clique of friends where I'm sure he told everybody, because motherfuckers was always telling me, yeah, I be hearing stories about you, motherfucker. And I was like, I know exactly what the fuck these niggas heard. And yeah, it's definitely not one of my finest moments. But you know what, man? It happens to the best of us. We were still some young niggas. All my fellas out there, stop simping. All my ladies out there, stop thinking you can get away with anything because you look good or you got a fat ass or you got some big ass titties or whatever. Because you will turn 30 eventually and you're not going to look that good forever. And then what's gonna happen when you're not cute enough for niggas to put up with your shit? Then you're gonna just be a lonely hag, and you know you don't want to be in that situation. So be nice. Anyway, just my thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Peace.